Today, our topic is a tried and true prescription for healthy aging. You know, I was thinking just a little bit before the show started about how so many of us have been guilty at one point or another of, and I don't know if I want to use the word guilty, but at least we've had the thoughts of our retirement and how we're going to just lay back and put our feet up, maybe enjoy warm climate. Some of us enjoy or prefer colder climates, but we envisioned ourselves just resting, leisurely reading a book or watching TV, just not having to, quote, and unquote, worry about the day, getting anywhere in particular. But let's just think about that. First of all, the way our economy has gone in these last, 10 or so years, very few of us can take the traditional approach to sitting back and maybe partaking, if not enjoying life in that way. Finances just dictate another scenario for many of us, certainly for me. And then the other thing is, there have been so many studies that have shown the unwise choice of doing or of living such a life, particularly if that's what is done 24/7, day in and day out. The whole motivation for an exercise program or activity of some sort has just shown consequential health benefits. We are being asked to be as active as possible. And while exercise and activity is something that is good for everyone, no matter what the age, as we grow older, it seems to become more and more of not only a recommendation, but a necessity. Regular physical activity is important to our entire body, not just for staying fit, but for our health, and not only our physical health, but our mental health. And, you know, as we grow older, sometimes we find ourselves in a situation where we don't have as many friends as we may have had in the past. That could be for many reasons. It could be the fact that some of them are just not in a position to be active. Others have died. Maybe some have moved. I know I have moved quite a bit. And with each move, I certainly maintain friendships, but the proximity to those friends are not readily available. So that's another point to bring up, is that as we stay connected with communities or individuals who are also active, that opens up an entirely new avenue for us to perhaps make friends and acquaintances, to do some of the activities that we enjoy doing, and maybe even get to know some new ones, or at least experiment with them. I've not yet. I've heard a lot about Tai Chi, and it's an activity that I've not yet engaged in, but that might be one that I would pursue. The other thing that I wanted to put on the table is the fact that our inactivity can be very, very risky. For us to have the mindset that we would relax in the easy chair or the hassock on the sofa, I know that there are great benefits to napping, but if that takes precedence and it pushes aside an opportunity to, let's say, take a leisurely walk or to go golfing or to play tennis. Whatever your favorite activity might be or one that you might investigate, excuse me, do not allow our sedentary preferences, our preferences for relaxation to move activity aside. This is something that I have to fight with myself quite a bit because I do quite a bit of work from the computer. And I at times find myself, not enough, but at times find myself getting up and just walking around my office and my home just to keep things flowing and moving. And sometimes I even march around the interior of the room and adjacent rooms. In addition to exercising and walking, it's just something that I don't think any one of us can do too much of. You might have seen, those of you who have had access to your computer for the background intro to today's program, I quoted a Dr. Richard Hodes, who is the director of the National Institute on Aging at the National Institute of Health. And he says that exercise is the best demonstrated way to maintain health, fitness, and independence. And on that note of independence, I just wanted to mention that those things that we enjoy doing, simply walking or climbing stairs, if we don't keep ourselves lubricated and flexible and pay attention to exercises that will help it build strength and endurance, we may well find ourselves, and not just us who, I shouldn't say us who are aging, because we are all aging. I guess what I'm meaning to say, not just older adults, but the old adage, if you don't use it, you lose it, is appropriate for anyone, and particularly in this situation for us who find ourselves in the wonderful category of not only older adults, but active adults. Let's try to remain very active. I have some very wonderful friends who are much older than me. I can think of several just off the top of my head. One is 94, another is 92, and the other, I believe, is 81. The 81-year-old happens to be my aunt, and I am very blessed to have three wonderful aunts. I have many wonderful aunts, but three wonderful aunts who are quite active. One is a great aunt, but I'm thinking about my 81-year-old aunt who engaged a personal trainer, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago, and she has been very purposeful about having that personal trainer to come to her home and to assist her in her exercise regimen. Prior to engaging the trainer, she started a walking program on her own, and she has, to my knowledge, she has continue to stay with that. And she's a beautiful woman in spirit, in mind, and in body. And when you look at her, when you look at any one of these people, you would never believe that they were their age. I mean, they're upright. They are strong. They are agile. My own mother, she does exercise. She just doesn't have a personal trainer. And her exercise is a little more reserved in that she does chair exercise. She does do a little walking, but the majority of her exercise program is chair exercise, and yet it's allowing her to stay flexible and agile. And the other day, one of her caretakers sent me a picture, and I could hardly believe that that was my 83-year-old mother. I mean, she was so tall, and she stood tall. She's only about 5'2", but she stood tall and just very fit, and it was just beautiful to see this frame. But it's what we can all expect to have if we take care of that area of our lives. We need to make sure that we're doing some sort of aerobic exercise as well as strength training for both the upper and the lower parts of our bodies. And if you are a little timid, which would not be unusual for someone who particularly has not been active for a while, and remember, it is never too late to start. Never. So if you are a little timid, let me encourage you to, first of all, seek the advice and input of your preferred medical provider. Another route to go would be to consult with your health insurance company. Today, there are just so many avenues. Many of them are not very expensive. Some of them have no cost at all. I know our insurance company offers a health and wellness provision, and it includes consultations at the minimum with someone or an organization that would help us with our fitness. I've not yet taken advantage of that, but that's something that you might want to investigate. Another is to go directly to the website of the National Institute of Health, and within that area to log on to the National Institute on Aging. And then I provided on the Blog Talk Radio URL for Living Well Today with Zenobia Bailey, Go for Life. But if you cannot get to your internet, Go for Life, the number 4. And they have just an array of offerings for us to partake in. Well, before we go, I just wanted to say thank you for listening today. And try something new. If you like dancing, then you might want to try Zumba. And they have Zumba they called it Golden Zumba, I'm pretty sure. Find someone to work out with. Get yourself a workout buddy. And don't forget to drink, to hydrate yourself, and to stay hydrated.